In daylight, they're hardly visible, but as soon as night falls, they start to shine. The faces of five of the Albertinum's residents. Since 2002, they've been looking out of the second floor at passers-by. The faces include the artist Kurt Kverner, with a rather sceptical expression, and an older man, painted by Anton Graf, with a look embodying the wisdom of old age. In contrast, Wilhelm Trübner's Girl with Folded Hands seems rather bored by it all. The idea for Keep in View came from Ulrich Bischoff, then director of the Albertinum. It was his wish to enhance the museum's visibility. At night, the surrounding buildings were illuminated. Only the Albertinum at the end of the Brühlsche Terrasse lay in darkness, with nothing to indicate the wealth of treasures inside. Bischoff decided to commission the work from Elisabeth Brockmann. As she recalls,
"My job was to light up the Albertinum, but not by shining something decorative onto it. When I first visited, the director showed me around. His enthusiasm was infectious. I wanted to exploit some of the museum's riches to tempt people passing by and spark their curiosity. But how can you tempt someone unobtrusively? Only by first allowing yourself to be tempted. I took photographs of all the portraits in the paintings collection, observing which ones touched me when I saw them through the lens. I noticed how I was always moved by the ones gazing at me directly."
For her sixth image, Brockmann digitally processed a puppet's face so radically we can't be sure whether we're looking at a woman or an avatar. She chose six free spaces in the facade, photographed them, and merged the images digitally with the portraits, which she had already cropped as needed. The double images were printed in high resolution on transparent material cut to size and mounted in frames with modular light units set behind them. In Carl Christian von Vogelstein's Young Woman drawing, the dovetailing of image and architecture is especially fascinating. We can look into an imaginary landscape next to the young woman, yet simultaneously see the original facade and the photographed architectural details.